We'll probably have an abbreviated service this morning because it's not going to get any better. I guess I'm as good as I can get. I knew that some of you would appreciate that. Open to Psalms 130, verses 1 and 2. It's a message that I started several weeks ago, and then there was a two-week interruption. But I want to just highlight some things about this. This message was born in the depths of my heart. God began to move down inside, and I remembered this particular scripture. I remembered just a little bit of it. So I finally found it. And David cried out to the Lord in Psalms 130, verses 1 and 2. And he's telling about it. Now, this is not a shout. It's not a plea. This is a guttural moan. I mean, it's, oh, that kind of crying out. He said, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. So out of the very depths of his soul, it says, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. I don't know if you've ever really needed mercy, but I pray for mercy a great deal. And I pray that I can show mercy, because I'd rather have mercy than judgment every time. If you don't give mercy, you don't get mercy. So I want to be the giver. I want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt and as much mercy as I can possibly dish out, because then I believe that God will return that to me, because that's a part of my giving to him. David, he needed mercy. And he was saying, oh God, I'm crying unto you. Listen to me. Be attentive. Let your ears be open to my cry for mercy. The burden was so great that it seemed like there was nothing in the universe that would equal what David was feeling at that moment. He needed God's undivided attention. You and I have a right to come to him in our moments of need. And our need just runs the gamut. There is no putting need in some little box. I don't know what kind of needs you might have met, but along life's pathway, often there's those moments of so severe a need that we just cry out. We give that guttural utterance because we can't hardly stand it without some help. And that's where David was. So we have a right to come to God that way, calling upon Him, pleading from the very depth of our being. And I brought it out last time we were together on this subject, that the fire fell on Mount Carmel and consumed the sacrifice to that kind of prayerful cry of Elijah. And I don't know what you might need, but Elijah, he needed God to move at that moment. His life was at stake. But more than that, God's honor was at stake. So he called on God, and God sent fire down from heaven, consuming the sacrifice, consuming the altar, consuming the water that had been poured on the altar. The fire always follows the prayer. So when you and I, we need some fire of God to fall on a certain situation, the prayer is what moves God. And the blessing always follows the fire. So the fire follows the prayer, and the prayer follows the fire, or the blessing follows the fire. In Luke chapter 8, verse 40 through 42, Jesus leaves Decapolis, and he takes a boat and crosses over to the other side, to Capernaum. And Jairus was one of the rulers of the synagogue and met Jesus when he got off the boat. He heard that Jesus was coming. And I believe that he made his way down to the shore. And they saw the boat when it was yet a good ways off and it's coming in. And Jairus, he began to grow in anticipation that he was going to be able to get over to Jesus. He was a ruler from the synagogue, and he was seeking some help. There was something that he needed he was desperate for. And as Jesus was getting off the boat way down by the shore, the crowds met him, I believe, right at the waterline. And they began to gather around him and press in. But Jairus made his way over because he only had one daughter. And that daughter, age 12, was very, very sick. She was the apple of his eye. She was his greatest desire. And in verse 41, Jairus desperately called out to Jesus because his daughter was so gravely ill. And he approaches Jesus and he falls down before him. And I believe it was that same cry that emitted from him. Jesus, come and heal my daughter. And Jesus heard and he said, don't worry. She's okay. She's going to be fine. And Jesus began to follow Jairus. Can I tell you something? Jesus never gets too busy to follow you and to walk with you and to meet your needs. You know, sometimes we, and I've been asked this question before, how can God run everything and still pay attention and hear my little prayers? Because He's God. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere at once and He's all powerful. And He knows exactly what we have need of. And Jairus needed Him desperately. And Jesus was going with Jairus. And something happened along the way. There was a touch. Just a little touch. And suddenly Jesus stopped. And he said, Who touched me? And the disciples scoffed. Are you kidding? There's 1,000 people around you right now. What do you mean, who touched you? Everybody's touching you. But Jesus was talking about a different touch. It wasn't your everyday little touch. You know, somebody walks up behind you and just puts their hand on your back. You look around, but that's an everyday touch. She speaketh in tongues. Okay. I think that's wisdom. I'm on pause. Am I still on pause? Okay. Got a report from outside that it's deteriorating very quickly. And it's getting kind of rough to get around. So it may be wisdom that we just nip it in the bud. Nip it. and make it home while we can. Let me just finish up with this a little bit. Jesus, for all practical purposes, in our way of thinking, became distracted. But Jesus never gets distracted. He was going to take care of the woman with an issue of blood, but he hadn't forgot about Jairus. Just because when you pray, there's a little bit of a delay, it does not mean that God's attention has decayed. It's still just as strong as it's ever been. It's possible for us to touch heaven through prayer, and we should. So when you need Him, call upon Him. One of the greatest sentences I ever heard was, in your moment of need, don't run from God, run to Him. So when the need is there, don't run away from Him. Run to Him. He will always meet you with open arms. And if any of you have got a grandchild or a little child especially, when they start running to you, first thing you do is spread your arms out. Because you're just going to wrap them up. You want to hear what they've got to say. God wants to hear what you've got to say. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for these few minutes that we've had together to sing songs of worship, to hear words of encouragement. And God, either for somebody on air or somebody sitting here this morning, these words are meaningful. So just bury them in our hearts. Continually remind us of your great love, and let us continue to stir up within our hearts that spirit, that love that we have for you. Bless these people, keep them safe as we go our separate ways. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Am I still on pause? You might just come back for a second. Or has he already turned it off?
No, you were back.
Okay. Oh, I was back? Okay. Okay. I just wanted people to know we didn't just go off and leave them. That I was going to tell them that we're same time, same station next week. Shake a hand, hug a neck. Be careful going home.
Straight down the sidewalk. If you're parked across the street, you need to walk around